caught unaware. You look like a drowned rat. Sit down. I'll buy you a drink for making me laugh. No? You're lost. You know, if you wanted to go home that badly, you could always just swim. You know what this is? So you have heard of umbrellas before. Tell you what, I'm feeling generous. If you ask really nice, I'll let you borrow it. No, I'm not letting you take it, dummy. I'll walk with you. Nah, it's okay. It's not like I have anything better to do. Come on. All right, lead the way. Hey, don't stand so close. Don't you have any sense of boundaries? You don't even know me, really. You're not that lucky. Fine. You don't need to use my umbrella, then. Oh, so you're sorry for being a jerk? Yeah, whatever. It's not like you can help it. You were just born like that. So, what's an idiot like you doing out so late in the rain? Partner kick you out for hogging the bed? Figures you're single. I mean, it's not like you're cute or anything. Definitely not my type. Seriously? What did I just say about boundaries? What? Why are you looking at me like that, weirdo? No, I wasn't. Okay, fine. Yes. I was smelling you. No offense, but you really need a bath. Whatever. I'll let you in my bubble. Just until the rain lets up. I'll just breathe through my mouth. What? Nothing. I was just yawning because you're so boring. See? So stop looking at me like that and just watch where you're stepping. Don't splash me with a puddle or something. What now? No, I Ew. What? No, you're crazy. I definitely don't want to bite you. Ugh, I'm getting sick just thinking about it. Ugh. All that nasty, salty, creamy, nourishing blood. Ugh, gross. What? These? They're not fangs, you psycho. Sharp incisors just run in my family. You have heard of genetics, haven't you? Or is it like umbrellas? Okay. Fine. Yes. Maybe. Maybe they are. What's it to you, anyway? It's It's not like I want to eat you or anything. I have standards, okay? Yeah, so what if I'm a vampire? I don't make a habit out of snacking on weirdo losers who don't have the common sense to check the weather forecast before leaving the house. I don't want to catch your stupid. What? Seriously? Just because I'm a vampire, you don't want to walk with me anymore? Bigot? Fine. It's not like I wanted to share my umbrella with you anyway. You can just go get pneumonia and die, for all I care. Just get under here, okay? Yeah,
I'm a vampire.
We're a lot stealthier than you idiot humans. Look, just... if you keep walking in the rain, you're gonna die of cold or something, and then I'm gonna take the fall for it. Come on. I was the last person you were seen with. Remember? Everyone sees a dead mortal, and who do they blame? Vampire. It's not our fault you all die so easy. And, like, I don't even want to kill you and drink your life-giving sustenance pumping away in those veins. So aching and close to the surface that even a single prick of my fangs would... yeah, totally make a mess all over my shirt. Thanks, but no thanks. I hate laundry. Stop trying to run away, you jerk. You think I can't catch you? Not that I even want to, but it's better than having a mob of villagers chasing after me with pitchforks. I mean, I have better things to do anyway than spend my night walking with some helpless moron. Good thing you weren't hideous. You'd have nothing going for you. I didn't say you were attractive. I just said you weren't the worst looking person in the world. Look, it's not a compliment or anything. I'm just saying I've seen worse, okay? Not everything is about you anyway. Me? Yeah, I live around here, so what? No, not the graveyard. Are you serious? Where do you live? The maternity ward? Well, that's where you were born. Don't you live there too? No! So you get my point. I live in an apartment, dummy. Blackout curtains? So you live around here too, I guess? What? You don't want to tell me where you live? Oh, whatever. Don't give me that bullshit. You're scared, aren't you? What? You're afraid I'm gonna fly up to your window at night while you're sleeping and make my way inside, huh? Start draining you slowly over the course of several days, making you weaker and weaker until you finally succumb and transform into my perfect vampire mate. Ugh. Yeah, right. That sounds just awful. Why did you stop? What do you mean, here is fine? This is a church. You don't live in a... oh my god. You are so dumb. Oh god. Okay, first of all, the whole consecrated ground thing is a load of crap. Second of all, the sign says they close at 4. See? You're hopeless. You really don't know anything about my kind, do you? You know, if you're lucky, maybe I'll let you stick around so I can show you the ropes. Not literal ropes, dummy. It's not like I want to tie you up and have my way with you. Will you stop being so paranoid? You're lucky I'm even taking pity on you tonight. I mean, I go out of my way to share my umbrella with your stupid butt, and this is the thanks I get? Humans. Well, come on, hurry up. We have to get you home before sunrise. Look, I'm not taking no for an answer. I can stand here all night. Finally. And relax, will you? It's not like I want to suck your blood anyway. Jerk.